This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
So here at the National Gallery of Australia, we're very mindful that we have all of this remarkable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art, and there are at least thousands, tens of thousands of Australian Indigenous artists today. But we were equally mindful that we have very few Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people working in the visual arts sector. And so for us, we wanted to establish a program that would bring people who were interested in working in this area to the National Gallery and show them behind the scenes of what's involved when artworks arrive at the gallery. And so in 2010, after extensive consultation with our Indigenous communities, we developed a program and delivered a 10-day intensive where we invited 10 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from around Australia to come and spend those days with us, looking at how the National Gallery engages with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art, be it through conservation or collection management or registration or exhibition or public programs. So we started a program, over seven years ago. And just recently we graduated with another 10 delegates who participated through our 2017 program. And we have an alumni now of 84 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people who have gone through our 10-day intensive. So we're pretty excited. We feel we're making a little bit of an impact and providing Indigenous people with an understanding of what goes on behind the scenes at the National Gallery, but also encouraging them and assisting them in their career development and assisting them in their desire to work in this very exciting area.
What skills and outcomes will be at the end of the 10 days?
Yeah, look, it's a very intensive 10-day, and we certainly make people work very hard. But look, I think they walk away knowing how conservators care for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art, be they textiles, be they acrylic paintings on canvas, or be it lovely fibre objects, woven mats and baskets, or bark paintings. They get to see and talk with senior conservators who are specialists in their field, and that's of course one component. The skills, the other wonderful thing is that they also hear from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander are leaders in the sector, in the visual arts sector, but also broader arts sector. So we like to bring other Indigenous speakers so that our participants can have a chance to hear from, the likes of Kyle Morrison, the artistic director from Yeriyarkin, Daniel Browning from, wonderful journalist with the ABC, with the Away program. They get to hear from Genevieve Greaves, an amazing Aboriginal woman, academic, artist and lecturer. So we also bring in other Indigenous leaders to talk to them about their own personal journeys. So it's an interesting, really beautiful interface between, the visual arts sector, broader arts sector, but also Indigenous leadership. So, we encourage people to inquire, to build their knowledge, to meet and engage with other Indigenous people. We actually had Wesley Enoch speak to the group at our leadership dinner on one of the evenings of the 10-day program. So they were getting, I guess, insight, they are getting information, they are feeling, I guess, at the very end of our program, quite overwhelmed, but certainly inspired and challenged to take their careers or their art practice or their own personal journey further. Yeah, it's something that the staff here at the NGA are really committed to, and we are very fortunate to have a sponsorship through Wesfarmers Arts to deliver this program. So, yeah, we've had such a remarkable group of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people come through, and we have actually really benefited from having them here with us. They've provided us with insights into what takes place in their communities, what takes place with their artists, and also the organisations in which they work as well. So we gain just as much from this wonderful opportunity as they gain from coming and joining us at the gallery.
So why is it important to deliver Indigenous art to the community?
Look, I think, you know, over the last 40 to 50 years, we have seen a real appreciation and escalation in the appreciation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art. And our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists are very much engaged in sharing wonderful ancestral stories about the land, ancestral stories about their ancestors, you know, sharing stories about the history of the region, be it in the recent past or in that early period of contact. So we've had remarkable artists, and we continue to have remarkable artists telling their stories to that broader audience. And for us, we are wanting to equally ensure that there are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in that position where they can not only understand and access and support those artists in their journey in terms of art production and promotion, but that they can represent and care for those wonderful works of art in a culturally appropriate way. So, you know, I think in the past we've had many non-Indigenous people working in this area and certainly doing wonderful job in terms of representing our people and our artists and our stories. However, there's nothing like an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person representing the artists from their own community. I think when you're born and grow up and live and breathe a culture, your culture that you know, from the minute that you can, your earliest memories, when you live and you know that culture, and then you are given that responsibility to work with our artists and communicate that story, then you get insight that you wouldn't have previously. You get those lovely little nuances. And so for us here at the National Gallery, and for those who have been working as curators in the sector for quite some time, we know that what we bring to the conversation and to the understanding of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art is something extra. And for me, I'm very much committed to ensuring that more and more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are able to represent their own people, their own art, their own communities and their own cultures to that broader community.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Francesca.
Thanks, Crystal. It's been fun. Lovely to chat with you.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.